is a promotion from the National Passport Office to let people know when and where passports can be submitted through the system, and you get your passport in 4 to 6 weeks, you're good to go.
Have people always been able to apply for a passport at the library? I thought I recalled you had to go to the BMV or the Secretary of State years ago.
We started this service in about 2004. One of the wonderful points about our service is we offer service in the evenings and on Saturday and Sunday. Those are by appointment. Walk-ins during the day.
Can you kind of walk me through the process of what people need to bring with them and what the application is like?
The application can be obtained from the post office or the library or from online.
Okay.
They bring the completed application in black is important, but not signed. They need to bring proof of U.S. citizenship, which can be their certified birth certificate or a previous passport.
Okay.
They need to bring proof of identity, and that is often with a driver's license or a state ID. Copies of the front and back of that proof of identity are required. They need to bring their passport photo, and they need to bring two forms of payment. Checks will be made to the U.S. Department of State and one to the library. No credit cards here.
And how much does a passport cost?
An adult passport is $110, and it's good for 10 years.
Do people who don't have immediate plans to travel, should they still apply for a passport just in case?
I think that's an excellent idea. You never know when something, maybe an emergency, is going to arrive and you will need a passport. Excellent idea.
How long is the passport good for? Did you say 10 years?
An adult passport, if you're 16 or over, is for 10 years. Minor cards and passports are for 5 years.
And how long do those allow you to stay in a country, typically?
Well, the passport allows you to visit. The visa is what's going to determine how long you can stay and if you can work and all of those kind of regulations. So they go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand, but they're two completely separate things. You're sponsoring the National Passport Day on March 10th. What's going on that day that's different?
On that day, we will have additional agents available that usually we take one every 30 minutes is about what it takes. We will have several agents here that we will be able to take multiple people. We do recommend that you make an appointment. We will take walk-ins as we can fit you in, but appointments are recommended.
And even though National Passport Day is March 10th, you can get your passport at the library anytime as long as you have an appointment or call in advance.
Exactly. We do take walk-ins until 2:30 on weekdays, but after that, we do recommend appointments.
You can find out how to get details about National Passport Day, March 10th, at the Cincinnati Public Library on our website at wnku.org under local news. Angela Farmer, thank you.
Thank you.